Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Construction is scheduled to begin soon on the Sterling Highway Milepost 45 to 60 project. Planned construction will impact traffic flow. The project will reconstruct the east and west ends of the existing roadway from Milepost 45 to 46.5, as well as Milepost 56 to 58. Shannon McCarthy, Media Liaison and Admin Operations Manager for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, spoke to KSRM.
This summer, people can look forward to a little bit of construction on the actual existing alignment right on milepost 56 to 58, and that will be just bringing that western end of the project up to modern standards. You know, right now it's a you know, very narrow two-lane, so it'll be widening the shoulders, improving the geometry so that you have better sight distance, and of course we're going to do some wildlife undercrossings and retaining walls and all that kind of thing. But so there'll be definitely be some traffic delays, but it'll be a really nice facility afterward.
McCarthy says to plan for time to be added to your commute up to Anchorage from the Kenai Peninsula.
So we try to keep the delays fairly minimal. You know, 15 minutes is what we're really aiming for. Some people will, of course, get through with no delays. And then occasionally, especially if we're having to move like a large piece of equipment across the road, it can be a little bit over 15 minutes. But we do try to keep that very minimal.
Additionally, the project will construct 10 miles of new roadway north of Cooper Landing in the Kenai River between milepost 46.5 and 55.5. Traffic studies predict that 70% of traffic will use the new highway rather than travel through Cooper Landing. Other items in the works for the project include a new Resurrection Pass trailhead and parking lot with trail connections to the Resurrection Pass and Bean Creek trails, as well as the Juno Creek Falls Overlook. New intersections also will be designed at the connection of the old and new highways. Construction also will include a new bridge spanning Juno Creek Canyon, which would feature four wildlife crossing structures. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is inviting Alaskans interested in owning a piece of land to participate in the 2021 Alaska State Land Auction, offering number 492, which includes 209 road-accessible and remote parcels throughout the state. Residents may submit sealed bids in person, by mail, or online between Wednesday, March 31st at 10 a.m. and September 28th at 4:30 p.m. Apparent high bids will be announced on October 13th. Bidders may purchase up to two parcels. Pre-auction brochures can be downloaded from the DNR Land Sales website. One of the parcels of land, by the way, is located in South Central Alaska, specifically here on the Kenai Peninsula. If interested, you could bid on the Beaver Creek subdivision, which is located on the Kenai Spur Highway, 4 miles east of the Central Business District in the city of Kenai. Governor Mike Dunleavy was quoted as saying, "Alaskans feel a powerful connection with their land, and there is something special about owning a piece of property where you can put down roots, build a home, and build a life in our beautiful state." He continues, "Land auctions are just one of the ways DNR helps implement my vision of putting Alaska into Alaskans' hands, and I encourage everyone to consider taking advantage of this opportunity." Unquote. Parcels not sold at auction may be available through over-the-counter sales to Alaska residents, non-residents, or businesses starting on October 26th. And over-the-counter parcels currently available for purchase are posted on the land sales website over-the-counter section. Department of Natural Resources, by the way, offers competitive in-house financing for land purchases. And if you're interested, we currently have a link posted on our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.